Welcome back to AM Colorado News Talk 1310 KFK with your hosts, Tom and Devin. And as promised, joining us on the line, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Wayne Williams, trying to get updated on where we stand with the September 10th recalls. Wayne, how are you this morning?
You know, I'm doing great, Tom and Devin. It's good to see you all today and to have the chance to be on the show.
Excellent. All right, so let's start at the beginning of the week. I think it was the beginning of the week. It may have been Friday, where the governor asked the attorney general to go to the Supreme Court to figure out whether or not an individual, in order to be able to vote for a replacement candidate, had to first cast a vote on the question of whether or not Senator Morris shall be recalled. The Supreme Court came out with their ruling a day or two ago saying, no, in fact, the person does not have to vote on the recall question in order to be able to vote for the replacement candidate. The big question Devin and I had, how is the balloting process going to work? Are individuals going to receive two ballots or just a single ballot?
So they're going to receive one ballot, and that ballot is going to note that it's the official ballot for the recall. There is then a statement of grounds for the recall of Senator John Morris. That's what the Committee of Local Citizens submitted as to why he should be recalled. Then there will be John Morris's statement that he responded with as to why he should not be recalled. And then the following will be below that bold line. Recall question, shall John Morris be recalled from the office of State Senate District 11? And then the voter has an opportunity to vote either yes or no. And then following that will be successor candidates, vote for one. Candidates nominated to succeed John Morris, should he be recalled? And then you've got a choice to vote either for Bernie Herpin, Republican, or at the moment you have the choice, only the only other choice is to write in Jan Brooks. And you have the chance to vote for her. Now, that's the Libertarian whose petitions were deemed insufficient, so she qualified only as a write-in candidate.
Okay, so you can't write in somebody else besides her.
You can put whatever you want on your ballot, but the only ones that count under Colorado law are people who have said, I am a candidate, and have filed the appropriate paperwork.
Okay, so I get my ballot, and I'm going to be a voter that just can't quite decide whether or not Morris is going to be recalled, so I skip that question, and I'm just going to go down there and vote for Bernie. My ballot is counted?
Your ballot is counted, but important to note, the vote for Bernie only matters if there are more yes votes than no votes. And so if that is an important issue for you, you may want to choose to vote on that recall question.
We are so back to, could we just take a test before individuals are allowed to actually vote? That is
Devin's solution. Do not put the elected clerk and recorder for El Paso County on the spot to whether or not he wants citizens to vote.
But you know what? I bet Wayne's got an opinion going through his head. Yeah. I'm not going to ask him what it is, but it's really not a bad idea.
And actually, this isn't bad because as you were describing it, Wayne, I was thinking, wow, there was an essay contest to be on the ballot.
That's funny. I was thinking the same thing. Wayne, do you by any chance have Senator Morris's response to the recall that you can share with us? I haven't seen that.
Sure. Yeah, I've got it right here because it's part of the ballot, and I've got the sample ballot up in front of me. And, you know, one of the great things about this nation is that folks have the right to vote who are legally entitled to do so. And part of that means that I can vote with being an informed voter or an uninformed voter. My preference is that folks inform themselves, but I do believe that you have the right to vote in an uninformed fashion if you want to. So John Morris, it's kind of ironic, vote no on the out-of-state billionaires and extremists who are wasting $150,000 of our tax money. I say ironic given Bloomberg's contributions yesterday, and spending millions on a negative campaign to recall your twice-elected Senator John Morris. They are doing this because John responsibly voted to require criminal background checks for gun purchases. In the state Senate, his priorities are public safety, creating new jobs, strengthening our economy, and helping our veterans who have defended our freedom. John Morris has spent most of his life serving our community as a paramedic, police officer, and police chief. He has firsthand experience treating gunshot victims on the streets of Colorado Springs and has been shot at himself. He led the fight to crack down on sexual predators and put them in prison where they belong. Join John in voting no to protect our kids. Vote no on felons and spouse abusers buying guns. Say no to extremists. Vote no on recalling John Morris because it's better to be safe than sorry. And that is the statement that Senator Morris submitted as provided by the Colorado Constitution. So the Constitution says the proponents of the recall get 200 words, and then the person sought to be recalled gets 300 words, and both those show up on the ballot. And it's really the only time that you get to put arguments pro and con on the ballot. Because normally you might get a blue book sent to you on initiatives that give you the pro and con, or a Tabor statement sent to you giving the pro and con. But a recall is really the only situation that shows up in Colorado law where the pro and con are actually written on the ballot.
Joining us on the phone right now, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Wayne Williams, getting caught up, talking about the process, how it's going to play out on September 10th. Okay, Wayne, yesterday I was kind of out of the loop in some meetings in other places, but I was glancing down at Twitter, and Lynn Bartles was posting. She was sitting in a courtroom, and you were giving testimony yesterday. So we talked about the Supreme Court ruling from earlier in the week. What was taking place yesterday?
Yesterday was a hearing on the rules issued by the Secretary of State. So once the court said the statute rammed through by the legislature on the party line vote doesn't follow the Constitution, the Secretary of State had to come up with new rules by which this election will be conducted. And the issue was, with respect to those new rules, how those rules are going to be written. And there were several disputes. We support the Secretary's rules because we think it's important to have certainty. And we also think they show a reasonable balance. There were arguments from the libertarians that he was being too permissive with respect to providing ballots to people who can't go to the polls on Election Day. Argument from Pueblo that too restrictive. And we think where the Secretary has come up with a rule that is fairly reasonable. And it says, you know, if you're out of the county, you have the right to get a mail ballot. If you are at home or a nursing home where you can't leave because of physical reasons, you have the right to get an emergency ballot. And then, of course, our men and women in the military always have the opportunity to vote through the UACAVA law, and they have the ability to vote remotely. And so those are what the Secretary has said.
Okay, so Wayne, the last time we had you on, and I just want to make sure that this is still not going to be an issue where those gypsy voters... So that has at this point been clarified that I can't just drive down to El Paso County and pull a flyer from some house that's for sale and say, here, this is where I'm going to live, and show my intent and then walk away.
So the residency issues were one of the other things under attack. The Secretary of State has adopted rules with respect to this that I think make it very clear that you need to have the residency in Senate 11 or Senate 3 as your actual residence, your permanent residence, using words that are in the statute, and just to make it crystal clear what has to happen. Pueblo has challenged those rules, arguing for a more loose interpretation of residency. This is one of those where we strongly support the Secretary's position because we do believe it's important that only those who live within the district and are actually true residents of that district should be the ones voting in that election, and not someone who's just rented a hotel room for the night.
Last question for me, Wayne. Do I understand correctly it is only going to be same-day voting? There will not be early vote centers, or you can't go down to some of the clerks. You can't go to the clerk's office, and I don't know in El Paso County if you have satellite offices. I know Weld County does, Larimer County does, and vote prior to September 10th.
Not exactly. The voter service and polling centers open on Thursday, and so there are five in El Paso. There are four clerk's offices and then three additional sites, so there's a total of seven sites in El Paso County. You can look at all those at car.elpasoco.com, ELPASOCO.com. And at car.elpasoco.com, you've got the list of the service centers, the hours they're opened, and the dates that they're opened. And so we're going to be open Thursday through Saturday and then Monday and Tuesday. And it is our hope that people vote early in that process, because since it's an in-person voting, we anticipate a lot of people at the polls, and if you wait till the last minute, you're likely to be in a line.
Perfect. Wait, that clears a lot of things. I'm having a good time. That's how much of a political junkie I am, watching this whole process play out. Since
it's your expense, Wayne, we're having a good time watching this play out.
I'm glad you guys are having fun.
Yeah, but you're doing such a great job. Why do you think we keep calling the best out of this one? Because where else are we going to get the answers to watch how all these recalls happen?
I appreciate that. On Tuesday we had three separate ballot layouts based on what court decision had been issued or what Secretary of State decision had been issued. So it's been a very challenging election, but we're excited to have it come off. Our voter service and polling centers open a week from today, and we are gearing up and want to make sure that all the residents have an opportunity to vote who are legally entitled to do so. And so I'm excited, Devin, that you're no longer planning on trying to risk spending time in our citizen jail.
Yeah, so, I am too. I'm so glad that wasn't an opportunity for me to take advantage of.
Excellent. Hey, Wayne, we always appreciate the time. Good luck, and we'll circle back with you right after the election to see how everything plays out.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity to chat this morning. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, you too, Wayne. Good luck with all of this.
That was Wayne Williams. He is El Paso County Clerk and Recorder, updating us on the September 10th recall elections. Now over to Troy with a look at sports.